Finding your way across this vast landscape is difficult with so few landmarks to help. The native Australians have their own unique method of navigation.
One of the reasons that Aborigines are, in many ways, the ultimate survivors in the outback is that they use these songs that are passed down from generation to generation as a way of navigating through this wilderness. And what these songs do is they act as like a singing map, you know, directing them between hunting grounds, water holes, and good places to shelter. But I don't have the benefit of that sort of history.
And that means sticking to my northwest bearing and hoping that I'll eventually find civilization. Food is hard to find in this wilderness, but you'll need to keep looking or you'll just run out of energy.
There's a spider there, a crucifix spider, and I call these just from the shape that where they sit in their prey, in that cross-like crucifix shape, and then all the web around it, and the web they spin is actually amazing. It's actually 50 times stronger than steel, and I was taught in the military you can actually use spider's webs to help with wounds, and what you do, you collect it all up, bunch it up, put it in the wound, and it'll help coagulate the blood. It acts as like a field dressing. But this spider here, it does have some poison in it, but not enough really to harm. It might just give a little nip. And so much of survival is about opportunistic hunting, and this is edible. Here we go. And grab him here, squeeze his head, and then put him in. Ugh. Just tastes of kind of guts and pus and brain.
Spiders and other insects are always a good source of protein, but it's not really enough. And on top of that, the rainwater from the storm has dried up. In this heat, you have to find something.